across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's 11:30. My lovely guest is here, Dr. Amy Crawford from Waterstones Bookshop. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lovely to have you here. You're events coordinator of the bookshop. What a great job.
It is a wonderful job. I absolutely love it.
And you've got a fantastic programme of events coming up. So tell me about that. Who are we expecting in Cambridge?
Yeah, absolutely. We try to have sort of a balanced programme. So we love having book clubs and author signings, launches and talks. We're doing a sort of New Year, New You program for January, which is the perfect time, and we're sort of right on trend with people having their resolutions and wanting to give things a go. So we have the successful blogger Bettina from Bettina's Kitchen, named Bettina Compliacci Bordi, whose name I always struggle with, and I greatly apologize. I do not wish to offend. She has this fantastic book called The 7-Day Vegan Challenge, and it is absolutely perfect for giving it a go. It's really for converting skeptics. And so she's bringing food with her.
Oh.
So I can't wait to have a taste. It's a talk and a tasting. And I mean, I'm quite a carnivore, so I'm really excited to see what she brings to the table and what we get to try and what her suggestions are.
That's great. Vegan, very on trend.
Yes.
As well. In 7 days, that's good.
Yeah,
you can
absolutely.
Just about manage that.
And it's, you know, Veganuary, so there are going to be recipes in there that, you know, beyond the 7 days, so that you can try more and substitute things like that. So
excellent.
Yeah, it's a beautiful book. The photos are incredible. I love flipping through that one.
So that's vegan. Who else have you got coming?
We've got Melissa Hemsley. Her book is called Eat Green, and it's more flexitarian, so you swap things in and out.
Flexitarian, but I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, yeah. So it's about sort of minimizing, or, you know, substituting fish for red meats, or something, tofu, or something for chicken, or whatever you're after. But really, her book is about food sustainability, so a lot less food waste. So it's also about using leftovers and tips for shopping well, and that element. And she's really keen to connect with local communities and what they're doing with food sustainability. So she'll be in conversation with Alex Collis, who is the lead counselor for anti-poverty and food sustainability. Alex Collis is really fantastic. She's worked for a long time with Food Cycle and is now leading the campaign on anti-poverty. And I just saw an article about her getting a new food hub together for supplying food to children. So this is incredible. I really look forward to that conversation, what it means locally to think about issues of food waste.
So you've got these things for January. Is that how you think? Do you think, you know, January, New Year's, new start, we'll look at diet, sort of summertime, we'll look at beach reads?
Yeah. Actually, there is a seasonal component to events because you're in the mood for different things at different time of the year. I know that this time of year, I'm ready to sort of curl up with my hot chocolate, my biggest heavy blanket, and a great crime thriller. Whereas on the beach, I want something a little lighter, maybe short stories. And it's really about, you know, what catches your interest at different times.
So who else have got coming up? Because that's January. Let's run through to March.
Well, we've got some great crime. We have Sophie Hannah, who runs the new crime and thriller writing course at the Institute of Continuing Education.
Yes, local writer.
And her new book is called Haven't They Grown? So she's going to be in talking about this really interesting puzzle of how do you run into children 12 years later who haven't aged? What does that look like? I know it's a really great hook. I can't wait to dive in.
She has such good premises for her novel.
She does. It's amazing. She's spoken before at a couple of other venues, and she's always, I always find myself just sort of on the edge of my chair with her. I'm really excited to have her in. Geetha Lodge, she wrote She Lies in
She
Wait.
She Lies in Wait, yes.
That's the one.
She was on Bookmark, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
and it's the sequel that is coming out. So we get to return to those characters and really atmospheric text. I'm looking forward to that one. And Mina Van Praagh, her new book, The Sisters Grimm coming out. That one is actually set in Cambridge. So there's moments where you know one of her characters is in front of St. John's Gate, and you can just visualize it, especially those of us who live nearby and can walk around and see those spaces. It's very rich in description. That one's been a lot of fun.
So Mena, Geetha and Sophie, all local writers. We're
absolutely
all blessed in Cambridge.
Yes, we are so spoiled for fantastic talent here in Cambridge. And I think one of the things that Waterstone Cambridge wants to be is, if nothing else, a spot for that supports authors who live here. And we want to be showcasing the author, the talent that we have in our beautiful town.
And you have this lovely little area at the back.
We do.
On what is the third floor. Mm-hmm. Where these events take mm-hmm. place. I mean, for people who haven't been, what can you get by, you know, you might think, well, you know, okay, I like this book, but do I really
sure.
need to see the author? What can you get from seeing an author that you can't get from the book?
My favourite thing about hearing an author talk is you get a sense of what they're excited about the book. You learn maybe a little bit about their life or an experience that has informed their decision to write the book. You might get a funny anecdote about the publication process. I always come away from an event feeling I've experienced the book in a new way, and I get more out of the book. It's almost like you get to live in that fictional space a little bit longer, especially with a novel. That's what I love about going to an event. And the conversation goes places you don't necessarily expect. I remember attending an event at the Stapleford Granary where Ali Smith was in conversation with Dr. Trudy Tate about Winter. So it was the second book in her seasonal quartet. And, you know, they talked about Brexit. They talked about what it means to be a stranger. They talked about Shakespearean references in literature. And it was just such a rich discussion. It made me want to read the book again and again and again and, you know, read Autumn again and read them in sequence. And there's something about inhabiting the book in a new way after hearing more from the author.
And are you going to continue your trend? Because I saw you introduce Nicola Upson of
yes.
wearing an outfit that matches the cover
yes.
of the book. You started that now. You've got to carry on.
I do. I love it. I'm so nerdy, but I love it. We had Paul Merton in for his book, The Secret Lives of Planets, and I wore my navy blue dress that has stars on it, and I just can't resist. I love it. It's so much fun.
You've set yourself up for
yeah.
this now. So you've got the authors coming in, and then you have book groups as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how does that work?
So the book clubs meet once a month, and really they're driven by the booksellers themselves. I want them to feel like they, you know, it's their shop and they love literature, and I want them to be able to talk about the books they want to talk about. And so we have some fantastic booksellers who are really keen on particular topics. We have Radcliffe, who runs our LGBT plus book club that meets the last Wednesday of the month, and that has been really successful. Yeah, they do an incredible job at running that. And we have a really strong cohort. We've also collaborated, and Radcliffe has collaborated with the Encompass Network and found ways to be to support Pride, which was here for the first time this past summer. And so that's been really fantastic. Our bookseller, Vic, runs the YA Book Club, so the Young Adult Literature. And we have, you know, people GCSE, A levels coming in, but also adults. We have had YA authors just sort of join us. So Bex Hogan, who wrote Viper, did an event with us. And then she's like, actually, I kind of want to come next month. And so she pops in and brings her daughter. We talk about YA, and it's so much fun. It's just, you know, a hot chocolate to chat on a Saturday afternoon, and sometimes the author.
So it's just like a kind of ordinary book group that you
absolutely
usually have at somebody's house. You're having it at the shop, but same kind of thing, sitting around chatting about the book.
Exactly.
So you mentioned you've taken us up to the end of March, and presumably you're planning for later in the year.
Yes.
How far ahead do you have to plan these events?
It depends on the diary of the people we're working with, but 3 to 6 months is pretty normal. 12, 18 months for others. Ideally, 6 months for me, and that gives me a chance to really do a good job of promoting, because I want people to come who want to be there. I want people who read Sophie Hannah to know that she's going to be here on the 20th of January, and then they get to turn up and have that experience with her. So having a bit of a lead up gives me a chance to let people know about it
as
well.
And lots of these events are free. You just have to register beforehand.
Absolutely. Some of the events are just £5, whereas it's sort of £3 if you have the Waterstones loyalty card. But all of our book clubs are free, and many of our talks are free, and all our children's events are free as well.
And if I could say to you, Amy, the one writer that you would love to get that little space at the back of
I've got a bit of a list, but I would say it's tied. Top two would be Mary Beard and Ali Smith. Those are my two favourites. Nonfiction, Mary Beard.
Oh, they're both local analysis. Women.
I know. I'm desperate.
To hunt them down.
I'm trying to not stalk anyone, but I certainly do want to have them in the shop. Absolutely.
What's your favourite book?
That one's a hard question.
That is a hard question.
For a bibliophile, that's a really hard question. I think it changes for me at different seasons of life. So when I was an undergraduate, I was reading a lot of American literature, and I fell in love with Tim O'Brien's novel, The Things They Carry. It's half set in the Vietnam in the 70s during the war, and half set in the States in the 90s. And you get the soldiers sort of there and back. And it's a really fantastic sort of historical novel that I found really gripping. But then just a few years later, I'm reading Toni Morrison and wanting to read everything ever written by her. And a few years later, Ursula Le Guin just knocks me over. You know, she's phenomenal. I would say probably one of my favorite books of all time is The Dispossessed by Ursula Le Guin. I tell you, most people who run into me on the shop floor asking me for advice will hear me at some point bring up Ursula Le Guin's The Dispossessed, because I absolutely love that book.
That sells very well in the Cambridge Waterstones. Yes.
It does now. I make sure that the person who orders has a good supply of that one.
And you're a doctor. Yeah. You're a doctor in literature.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a lovely thing to be. And I can tell from your accent, you're not from these parts. So how did you end up in Waterstones, Cambridge?
Absolutely. So I originally came to Cambridge back in 2011.
From where?
From Scotland, of all places. I was up at St. Andrews for about a year, and then came down to do the PhD. And I worked with Sarah Ann Brown, who is phenomenal, does a lot of work on Ovid, and I was looking at contemporary women writers who rewrite canonical texts, such as those classic literature. And it was, it was a really fantastic program.
And you stayed. And where are you from originally?
Colorado. From right in the middle. It's a square in the middle, and we've got the Rocky Mountains running through.
Oh, gosh, how does it feel being in flat old Cambridge?
You know, it's the humidity that surprises me more. I'm so used to dry air that I am always surprised when things don't dry quickly. Somehow that's still the thing that surprises me the most.
Well, lovely to talk to you. So if people want to find out about these events and book them, it's waterstones.com, and then you can find the shop and the drop down list, or you, as you said, you can just Google Waterstones Cambridge and you events, and you get right onto the events
page. You go straight onto the page, that's right. And you can always pop into the store and have a chat with a bookseller, or flag me down. I'll be flitting about having a chat with people. Yeah.
Well, it's a great lineup. You must be very
Thank
excited.
You. I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a fantastic year.
Lovely to chat to you. What are you,
Thank
are you going
you.
Back to the shop now?
That's right. Heading straight back over.
Oh, nice to chat to you,
Thank you
Amy.
So
have
much.
Have a good day. Cambridge 105 Radio.